Number 51, the steam donkey.
Washington, you are there. The year, 1896. It's a warm summer day in the southern Puget Sound area. Sol Simpson, known as the King of the Loggers for establishing several large-scale logging camps, is about to bring the state's logging industry into a new era. Washington Centennial reporter Lori Denny is with Simpson as he shows off a steam donkey engine. Simpson hopes the engine will replace the oxen teams that now drag cut logs out of the woods.
There are about 150 men in this camp, most gathered around this strange-looking contraption. The steam donkey was invented 15 years ago by John Dolbear and is now making its way into Northwest camps. It's about 18 feet long with a boiler and a metal drum to wrap the rope around. Pardon me, sir, do you think it will work?
I doubt it. I'm a bull whacker. That means I drive these here oxen. And even if it'll pull more wood like Mr. Simpson says, the dang thing will probably break down every other day.
It looks like Simpson is ready to start it up. Let's stand back.
Let's move her!
All right, fellas. Give her the snooze. Now throw that choke around that log and drag her over.
Yes, sir.
The steam donkey is dragging the 5-foot diameter fur log with ease. Mr. Simpson, if this works, how will it affect your operation?
We'll haul out 10 times as many logs with fewer men and none of them bulls. I'll tell you that right now. Though that rope keeps breaking and stretching when we pull these big logs, we'll have to find something stronger. Come on, let's try hitching up another log.
Set that choker now.
A few years later, steel cable replaces rope on the steam donkey to further speed the logger's work. Sol Simpson goes on to establish more than a dozen logging camps on the Olympic Peninsula. Along with the Weyerhaeuser Company, Simpson Timber becomes one of the region's largest landowners, harvesting hundreds of thousands of acres of timberland.